In this week's Share Something segment, we check out some Wisconsin bands and get a look at the state's lively music scene. Andy Moore joins us now. He's a senior producer over at Wisconsin Public Television. He's the host of the 30-Minute Music Hour. It airs Saturday night at 10:30 on Wisconsin Public Television and Fridays at 6:30 over at the Wisconsin Channel. Andy Moore, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Veronica. It's nice to be here.
Well, first, is there such a thing as a Wisconsin music scene, or is it just a bunch of little scenelets spread out all over?
It seems like people like to assign, you know, a Wisconsin sound or a Seattle sound. Mostly, it seems to me that people assign sounds to cities, and I would be hesitant to assign a Wisconsin sound. And I think that's a good thing, but I see that there are scenelets, to use your word, and I see them forming a box for corners of a box that form a square.
So you're talking about cities or regions. What are the four corners of the box?
I think that the pulse point scenes in Wisconsin are happening in the Fox Valley, Appleton, Oshkosh, over in Eau Claire, as a lot of people will gravitate toward, especially in the national press.
Justin Vernon country.
Absolutely. and so many more. But it is like one big tribal family there. And then we have to throw Madison in, and then Milwaukee. So those are the corners of the pulse points.
And are bands kind of making their way? Do they tour around those four pulse points? Or are they really – is it rare that they breach their nucleus and get over to those other cities?
There's a tremendous amount of cross-pollination in Wisconsin, more and more all the time. And so there's lots of touring in and out of those markets, but there's a lot of musicians playing together. Christopher Porterfield out of Milwaukee is playing with people in the Fox Valley, and Justin Vernon is playing with people from Eau Claire and down in Milwaukee. It's kind of a commingling, kind of a family thing that happens in the state, it seems.
Are there cities on the music scene that might surprise us that aren't part of that the four city box you're talking about?
Well, sure. Baraboo, Wisconsin. Who would have thought that anybody would be talking about Baraboo, Wisconsin as a pulse point music scene? And, of course, many of your listeners will know and appreciate the tremendous amount of music, the volume, and the uniqueness of the music that the group Fox is making, PHOX. And they're from Baraboo. And just as Vernon seems to have hatched many artistic eggs in Eau Claire, not to get too barnyard about it, the scene in Baraboo has taken off quite a bit too. And Door County, you think about Door County, you think of fudge, but you know, you get into Sturgeon Bay, the gateway to Door County, and the great Pat McDonald and his festival each June up there, Steel Bridge. It's an explosion. Now that's getting us up near the Fox Cities, but I would say those would be two maybe surprising places.
You mentioned there's not really exactly a Wisconsin sound. We cover a lot of different genres in these in all the cities you've mentioned.
We do. I like – and then I think that they have their own sound. Fox Valley tends to rock harder. Maybe it's that more of a lunch bucket, blue collar kind of thing. Now, Corey Chisel, who is a tremendous artist and is maybe the Fox Valley's most famous son, tends to rock a little lighter and be more folk rock. But the Fox Valley bands that are up and coming are fairly unapologetic rock. Now, that's opposed over in Eau Claire, and I call the Eau Claire sound flannel mysticism.
I love that.
The kind of thing where you can hunker down and sort of, you know, stare at your boots and your Carhartts and worry about all the things that Bon Iver worries about. But there's also lots of packaging in that sound. It's very highly produced, as you know, if you listen to some of those groups. Daredevil, Christopher Wright, extremely high concept music from Eau Claire. We Are the Willows, almost warble. But it works somehow. S. Carey, who is in Bon Iver, these are all terrific characters and colorful, but very filled with flannel and mysticism. Justin's new project, he's taking on an alter ego. Maybe you've heard of it, and I might even be mispronouncing it. This is very new, Ephesus, for a new supergroup that he's calling Jason Feathers, but very, very ponderous. We can come down to Madison and Milwaukee and talk about those places too, but each corner seems to be doing their own thing.
Well, before we get to the music, how does 30-Minute Music Hour fit in? Have you become a player on the scene?
Well, I guess that's for others to decide. I tell you, though, the program has, I think, pointed music lovers in directions I like to think that they might not have found on their own. I also like to bring Wisconsin bands on that are extreme in their genre. That is to say that a band that I think we'll sample in a moment, the Traveling Suitcase, may appeal to a great number of people, but may not appeal to a great number of people. And I feel like it's my purpose to not worry about who likes it and who doesn't, but to pick out the quality such as we can identify that, and then hope that the audience will say, well, maybe I'll like next week. I don't know, something like that.
Well, Andy, so let's get to some of the tracks that you have shared with us today. These are all performers who have been on the Music Hour over time. Let's start over in the Milwaukee corner of Wisconsin's Music Box with Classic in Milwaukee. Tell us a little bit about Classic.
A tremendous melding of R&B, old school R&B, but with some really edgy soul. I call it soul hop. This is a young act, a hungry act, a very professional, very going places act.
And Classic was at the big South by Southwest Music Festival this year, right?
And they made a huge splash down there. It's like I said, I think it's the melding and the sort of the cross identification across music forms that they do so well. They're also just really good looking and really, really fun to watch.
Nice.
And so they're just a colorful to the eyes and to the ears.
All right, well, let's move from Milwaukee over to Eau Claire. This is rocking a little more than some of what you talked about in Eau Claire. Meridine, am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's right. A terrific Eau Claire band, part of what I call the Amble Down sound. That's the record label that Kyle Furnett started up there. When we have ringing guitars and crystal clear vocals, we've got what amounts to a great pop band from Eau Claire called Meridine.
Meridine is part of that scene in Eau Claire, which is one of the four corners you mentioned, Andy. What do you like best about this band?
I like how they communicate together, and I guess that's a sight thing. I always really like bands that are not playing rote. And I just love Carl's vocals, the vocals that Joe brought up for us. It's just crystal clear, it's diamond hard. I just love to hear him sing, and they're upbeat and poppy in a kind of a throwback way.
And then we move over to Oshkosh. You shared the Traveling Suitcase with us. You say they're a rocking band. I pulled a clip that's a little more mellow, but talk about it.
Yes. You can still hear Nicole Ray's strong, strong vocals. When she sings, even a more mellow song like this, people want to compare her to Janis Joplin. You can really hear it when she rocks hard. She's also the band's drummer, which is really a fun and unique thing. Whenever you see a band, whether it's a trio or a quartet led by a drummer, it's just awesome to see a singer drummer.
Sorry I strung. You All right, clip there from the Traveling Suitcase band from Oshkosh. Andy, as you've done this, the 30-minute Music Hour is in its seventh season. As you go along, are you seeing some of the bands that you've had on explode, get big?
Well, that's been fun. And we mentioned Fox earlier, and we had them on a couple of seasons ago. And since that time, they've really, really have exploded. When you consider they grew up in the shadow of the Culvers and Baraboo, you know. that's been a great deal of fun. But we've also had the pleasure of putting on musicians who never will, but should be. Hmm. And that I think the audiences have come to appreciate too.
You get to see these shows really at ground zero. I mean, you're right up there seeing them live. Do you want to make the case for more people getting out and checking out bands and seeing them in person around the state?
Yeah. There's a big controversy in Madison over the Make Music Madison Day, and a lot of professional performers I know say that all that does is keep people from paying for music because it's a free citywide concert kind of thing. I feel like if people are exposed to watching performers make music live, no matter what the cost, especially free, it may get some people out to the club. How could it not?
Yeah. And then you get them hooked on music.
Right. Exactly.
Well, who else is coming up on the 30-Minute Music Hour this month?
Well, on the 23rd of August, a terrific second-line parade band, a New Orleans-style brass band, Mama Dig Down's Junction.
Yeah, they've been around a while.
They sure have. And these guys now are from all over the state and all over the Midwest. And so that's a great episode. Chance is an act that will be on at the end of the month. This is a soloist. Speaking of drummers, who creates what I call his own soundscape by samples right before your eyes and then puts a live drum track to it. And if that sounds kind of stuffy or lab-like, it's anything but. It's filled with emotion and movement, and it's really fun to watch. And then one of the most bizarrely gifted songwriters, I think, that is in the state right now, goes by an alias, William Z. Villain, and he'll be on September 6th.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Really enjoyed it.
That was Andy Moore, host of the 30-Minute Music Hour. It airs Saturday night at 10:30 on Wisconsin Public Television and Fridays at 6:30 on the Wisconsin Channel.